Robbie's feet lifted off the ground, sending the pit of her stomach in the opposite direction. Her heart pounded and her breath fled her throat in a rush as she soared higher. "Sweet Jesus," she said, finding herself suddenly nose to nose with a giant of a man with hair so long and wild she might have thought he was the devil himself, were it not for his gentle eyes. He was at once terrifying and strangely compelling. And those eyes. She could not utter another word as she met his gaze. She felt as though she was sinking below the surface of a pure blue sea. They shone crisp and clean, and in their depths she glimpsed a fineness she had not by which to compare. His eyes made her heart ache for goodness, for a place far from the lecherous demons of the street, and farther still from the worst demon of all, hunger. It was too much to bear. She lowered her eyes to escape the sweet possibilities she glimpsed in her depths. It was then she saw his kilt and sporran. "You're a savage from the north," she blurted.
"You call me a savage?"
the man said with a look of disbelief in his face as he examined her from head to bare feet. She knew what he saw. Several months' worth of dirt and grime coated her limbs. Not only was bathing a luxury she could not afford, her foulness saved her from the true dregs of the street. To all the world, she was a lad, from her shorn hair to her tattered breeches, to the affected timbre of her voice. The filth that layered her body was her armour.